My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Thursday and happy opening NFL season. Got the entire morning squad with you on the home of America's team and the World Series champs, Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Peyton running things live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Bobby was out at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco yesterday, and so was Stephen A. Smith for an hour-long sit-down with Jerry Jones. And one of the questions was, yo, man, we knew what the numbers were going to end up being. Why did the CeeDee Lamb contract take so long?
I haven't, and I'm not trying to be cute,
okay,
but I don't see any rewards or I don't see any penalties on your timer. Does he get on the field, and is he on the field when he ought to be out there? And so I had no urgency at all.
Gotcha.
About getting him to the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sensitive about what fans and all of the ones that are against the Cowboys, as well as all the ones that are for the Cowboys. And I want to look good as well as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was important for us to, on every aspect, to really try to husband as much of the resources that would go in Lamb's direction. It was critical for us to husband $1,000, $50,000, $100,000, because in our system, that's that much more that we've got to pay Parsons, or that's that much more for us to pay that young offensive lineman that we want to renew his contract 3 years from now. It's a zero-sum game.
So, Bobby, two parts of this. One, there's no penalty for waiting when we all keep talking about the leaves and the leapfrogging that takes place. We've had insiders come on here and say nothing was going to get done until the Justin Jefferson deal happened. And then part two is it took us a while to allocate and get our resources and funds in order to pay him.
Yeah, there's a lot that's in that clip, including the...
They just don't believe there's any penalty in waiting.
Well, yeah, because
he loves to back end it. Excuse me, Chop. He loves to back end it by saying, "I am basically head of the National Football League, or I'm the head of knowing where the league is going with all of our deals and the salary cap." They just believe because they know the cap is going up, they can wait to pay more. Versus, and correct me if I'm wrong, versus still trying to save while the cap is going up.
Right. So, like, but you know, Bobby's always brought up the term percentage of the cap.
Yeah.
So, if they had signed CD a year ago, or 2 years. Let's say they signed Dak when they could have. I guess it would have been more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they signed him to whatever that deal would have been, $50 million as opposed to $60 million. Yeah, today, 2 years later, that would have been a steal of a deal. But when they signed it, and for the first year, it would be exactly the same as waiting. Because $60 million today is what $50 million was a year ago or whatever. So while today, if we look at it while we're here today, yeah, they're, it looks like a great deal. But when they signed it, they'd still be in the same boat they're going to be in now for that first year.
Yeah, the
yeah,
Cowboys.
But then it's a multi-year deal,
right? But we'll be in the same position in 2 years.
They're always resigning. They look at it as we're always resigning. The Cowboys would look at it and say, "Okay, I can pay $50 a year earlier, but that also means that I'm not spending $40 that year. Is that I'm actually spending?" They look at it as $10 million lost to wait, or they look at it as a changeover. Where it's like, all right, I can save myself $10 million here, or I can save myself $10 million in this area. It doesn't matter because we're moving it all around. They believe that the quarterback market, I think, and a lot of times players in general, I think Jerry believes that the market's like completely inelastic. Like there's nothing that's going to affect like demand or price is gonna affect any of that. And so I think it's wrong to say there's no penalty in waiting, because Steven has clearly said they were penalized for waiting on Dak the last time and had made that pretty clear. And so I think that that's a wrong statement there. I'm also very confused when he was listing out the dollar amounts, how he said $1,000. And then he yeah. went dollars for
very
the rest of
it. Very gone with the wind. He went very like that transatlantic accent.
So Stephen A. Smith is a Dak hater when it comes to getting this next money because of the postseason. And Stephen A. asked him, where is the evidence when it comes to true winning time that you should extend number four?
There is a case where you have to think that something's going to happen that hasn't happened yet. Mm. Otherwise, you're sitting right there with everybody else having measured the experience. Okay. In Dak's case, I look at his basic great qualities, and then I fundamentally see someone that is getting better. I think he got better with Mike, with a coach named directly as his offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I think he has improved since the day that he got here, if you really want to look at
that. So you think he was better last year with Mike McCarthy as both the head coach and the play caller than he was when Kellen Moore was here as the offensive coordinator?
Well,
is that fair?
Without diminishing or demeaning Kellen, he was definitely better last year.
Okay.
Definitely. And by the way, room to get better, room to grow. I think that's a fact.
Okay, so I take a ton of
issue with a lot of what was said there.
Okay, because I'm looking at there's two viewpoints. People will either view it as if you haven't, that means you can't, or if you haven't, that means you just haven't.
Right.
It doesn't mean you won't. And I think like that's where people get muddled up, and a lot of the media they try to be sensationalist. Like, well, he can't win the big game. Well, why can't he win the big game? Can he not win it because he physically is incapable of it, or he just hasn't? Because I think there's a massive difference.
Of course. Do you have your decision on that?
Look, if you win 12 games 3 years in a row, I think you absolutely can.
Okay, but you've said multiple times the problem is the quarterback.
Look, don't try to reason with me.
No.
Don't try to do that.
I have to remember what you said. You said when we know the problem is the quarterback.
Yeah. He absolutely can win the championship. Absolutely can. Is he elite enough to win multiple? And I believe the answer is no.
Okay.
So my personal viewpoint on that is, if I don't believe you're good enough to win multiple, I got to find a new one.
Okay.
Do you believe Eli was good enough to win multiple?
No, but I also don't want to live in that world. Like that's a really wild world to live in. You have to have a career year at the same time your defense has a career year if you're Eli Manning. You know what I mean? Like he had to
You don't have to have that. You don't have to have a career year. You have to have a career 3 weeks.
Sure.
Or 4 weeks.
Yeah, but that's
which he's capable of.
But that's a wild way to live.
You were ready to run off a list of issues in that response.
I mean, the biggest thing to me is just, again, the insistence is so disingenuous to me that, well, clearly, like...
By the way, he's a Dak advocate in all these clips.
Yes, yes.
This makes me believe even more that it is getting done.
But I don't like the, I'm a Dak advocate because of what Mike's done to put him in this position and what Mike has
okay,
done
well,
to
bring... Okay, well, he's also advocating for the head coach.
Which he shouldn't.
And he shouldn't?
No, he shouldn't.
Why not?
Because this should not even be your head coach at this point. But to dig in on this idea.
And the guy did finish second and I know your follow-up to it, and I think you're right. He did finish second in MVP under the guy calling the plays after what I do believe was Dak and others ripping up Mike's initial plan early in the start of the season.
Yeah,
but he does have to advocate for his head coach, who is already probably pissed off because he does not have an extension.
Well, did you want him to say, well, you know, we should be giving him a better head coach, and we'll do that next year?
No, my problem is not that. My problem is that I think he believes what he said. And I think
okay.
that no, because
Mike's not a negative. He's not a, I mean, he may not be a plus, but he's not a negative. He's not a below average head coach of the NFL.
You think he's better than Jason Garrett, Bobby?
McCarthy?
Or you think they're exactly the same?
I think they are pretty much the same coach, just with different, like, they do things differently. And so, like, okay, maybe Jason's strength is this, Mike's is this. But ultimately, like, if they were to get an overall grade, I think their grade is they're the same person.
Okay. Anything else from that you wanted to finish up
just
with?
Just that I think the problem to me is not, again, that Jerry... I don't think he's blowing smoke. I think this is his opinion that he thinks, man, this is one of the reasons why we kept him. I think he actually absolutely believes that. That's a problem to me because it tells me that I think he has a misunderstanding with what's wrong. Like, that it tells me that he doesn't... Like I don't feel like he has a good beat on what is wrong with this team and why they aren't winning.
And that is...
A big part of it is the head coach.
Mike McCarthy tomorrow, 6:30, live on Sean and RJ. Then
please don't clip that, Laura.
Then Stephen A. took it to GM Jerry. And, of course, he told Clarence Hill, hey, no one can effing come in here and do as good a job as me with the contracts and everything. And this is Jerry repeating, I am the best for this position.
I have made so many mistakes, in my day. I've made them. And I know that most people do make mistakes, but I've made some that took me years to recover from. And so there's no sure thing in those decisions. I do feel, and this may be where the rub comes, I don't feel at that level of decision making for this team, for this situation, there's someone better than me. I don't. To think, though, that I don't change philosophy regarding our football team is wrong.
All right, he wanted to throw that in at the end, which, again, is probably a little bit of a misnomer nationally. Jerry calls the shots.
Right.
Jerry's in control. And Jerry just wants the title. I believe that. Yeah. Again, it's like I always talk about, you know, it's his dream to be football guy. He doesn't care about being billion-dollar businessman. Just like the rock star wants to be the Hollywood actor, yeah, and the Hollywood actor wants to be the athlete.
It's, you know, there's that agent survey they did a couple of, like last week or whatever, where they said there's no hierarchy with the Cowboys. Like, it's very, very weird. Like, the idea, the misnomer that everybody is just under Jerry's thumb, I think it's almost too opposite of that. There's no structure.
We've had glory hole. We've had circumcising mosquitoes. And now we have lubrication.
Money helps ease the pain.
Yeah.
It do.
Yeah.
It really does. I had this guy call me and he said, we're supposed
Hang
to
on,
cut
stop,
the...
Stop, stop, stop. I should have set this up better. Number one, Stephen A. was asking about the Cowboys' $10 billion evaluation. And then see if you can figure out what radio show Jerry Jones was alluding to here.
Money helps ease the pain.
Yeah.
It do.
Yeah.
It really does. I had this guy call me and he said, we're supposed to cut the questions off on a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
It had been a few years back. And he said, how does it feel, a guy of your stature, your pocketbook, how does it feel to have gotten it stuck up your, you know what, like that? And I said, well, I've had it stuck up there when I didn't have money, and I've had it stuck up there when I have some. Feels better when you got a little money. It's lubricated.
Oh, my Lord, you just used the word lubrication.
Well done. It's well done.
There you go. Nice. So there's your drop. Moving forward, Pepe.
It's lubricated.
Stephen A. sitting down with Jerry Jones, part two.
Coconut oil?
No.
We don't have to go into it anymore.
Astroblog.
We have a ludicrous
Luda
ticket giveaway to hook you up with here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. RJ Choppy's hot takes, his bold predictions for the NFL season, plus the neighborhood watch, don't be drinking the water in Grand Prairie, that and the Luda ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are commercial free with a ludicrous
Luda
ticket giveaway. Jam-packed with local news and the Neighborhood Watch at 7:40. Babe Laufenberg at 8:40. Craig Way previews the huge Longhorn game at 9 o'clock, and Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But tonight is the start of the NFL season.
Really?
With the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now we can watch this game, right? You and I can watch this game?
That's right. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for this to get resolved before I have to bail on DirecTV before Monday Night Football.
Did you not enjoy when you were in when we were in Oxnard? Did you not enjoy the user friendly nature of the YouTube TV?
You know what? I honestly did not use after that first night when we got in and I was freaking out because I didn't have Bravo on the
spanning himself
on the hotel TV and Bobby and Bobby gave me the account. I did not go back to it. I'm trying to remember what I just kept on television. No, it couldn't have been Below Deck. That's when I usually just would leave Below Deck on it, go.
The original or Mediterranean?
The deck.
I think it's Mediterranean, but that's Bravo as well. But Bobby, my question for you is, since I have your YouTube TV login information, can I just use that? Or does that kick you off? How would that interfere with you?
I don't think it would kick me off. Yeah. Now, I don't know if saying it into a microphone over 100,000 watts would somehow jeopardize that. But I'm not like, we haven't gotten kicked out of our Amazon or our Prime account since over the weekend with Inside Out 2 when we set that up on the TV. Oh. So that's still on two TVs in two different places.
Okay. Yeah. $27.
$27 to buy Inside Out 2. A movie.
That is.
What? No, I don't know what that is.
It's an animated movie.
$27. Was that to rent or keep?
Keep. No, renting it was $24, buying it was $27. So I'm like, well, wow. I'll spend the extra $3, I guess.
So I think we can watch tonight. Should be on NBC, and RJ Choppy is here with his big, bold season predictions.
All right. Bold NFL season predictions, starting right away with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson loses the starting job to Justin Fields.
No offense. I think that is a very easy, lame prediction.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. They're going to, I mean, to me,
have you watched Russ play?
I have. Have you watched Fields play?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, this thing is going to end up like 10-7 in terms of game split or 9-8.
Okay.
Like both are starting games, in my opinion. But so I would agree. I would agree with that big, bold hot take.
Not an overreaction.
Not an overreaction.
Yeah, about as bold as Deron Bland's been practicing pretty well out here in Oxnard.
For whatever reason, the amount of people who have Pittsburgh in their top 10 of power rankings is blowing me away.
Top 10?
We just had one the other day. Top 10. They're number 9. They're ahead of the Cowboys.
Number 9.
Well, they are automatically, you know, a 500 team.
They are.
And then I guess the thought is Russell Wilson better than Kenny Pickett?
Right.
Did you upgrade at quarterback?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that they did. So I'll do one more Steelers one. They finished last place in the division for the first time in 36 years.
Cincy, Cleveland, Baltimore. I mean, I would agree with that, although we probably have said this a few times in years past.
Yeah, not an overreaction because I feel like they're the easy worst. But it's like this run with the NFC East not having back-to-back winners for as long as it has. It's like, as fluky as it is, at some point you just got to go, I don't know. Like, I mean, this is just Tomlin. Like, Tomlin always finds a way.
I'm struggling with it. I think that they could. I mean, I think they obviously will, but the Browns one throws me for a loop. Next one. The Titans will finish ahead of either Jacksonville or Houston in the AFC South.
All right, that is a hot take. You're a Trevor Lawrence guy more so than I am. Everyone has just given Houston the division. You know, the team that I thought you were going to throw in there that I'm having a really difficult time with is Indianapolis. Because everyone has Anthony Richardson high up in their fantasy draft.
Big time.
What is Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson, one of my favorite stats that I was reminded of yesterday. Anthony Richardson has started 10 games at quarterback since his high school career. So from college into the pros, Anthony Richardson has started 10 games.
It's very Trey Lance.
Trey Lance started more. Like Trey has started more games at quarterback since high school than Anthony Richardson.
Make your case for the Titans in believing that.
This is more of a pose of this question, you know,
You're not believing it.
I believe that. I do think that they are a legit player, like, for a wild card.
Why?
It's the NFL. Like, this is what happens. And I do like Will Levis.
You like Will Levis?
I do. I like big athletic quarterbacks. I mean, he's got that that aspect to him. But you have to find a way to pick random teams.
Yes.
That are going to make it. There's going to be at least three surprises out there.
I'm going to say overreaction. I just don't think Tennessee's very good. Now, Tennessee's over under 6.5 wins. I have seen a couple different places where people are saying take the over on Tennessee.
What did you think of Levis?
I liked him okay. Like, I mean, there were clearly issues with his game. He was not a guy I would have taken probably in the first round, or if I would have taken him, I would have taken him back end of the first. But no, I mean, he looked good.
That's
last
what he was,
year.
Right? He was late first.
He got into day two. He got into the second round. But I think when you watch him play last year, I was more encouraged watching him in the spurts that he got to play than I would have anticipated. So he's arrow up for me.
So Tennessee over Jacksonville or Houston. I'll say that's not happening.
Okay. Bo Nix wins.
I would love to just kick Tennessee out of the whole NFL.
Oh, I would too.
I can't stand anything about them.
So boring.
I hate talking about them. I hate watching them. I hate everything about them.
I don't know there's a team that is more unlike their own city. Like, Nashville's the fun, up-and-coming young person, and they're like just this boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they belong. They really belong in Indianapolis.
They have been boring the entire time they've been in Tennessee. Like, they're just with the Eddie George offense.
Then.
Even their stud receiver, it was Derek Mason. And he was really good, but it was like,
yeah,
that's like the Tom Bahali of receivers, where it's like, yeah, you're good, but like, I mean, you're just boring.
Bo Nix wins Rookie of the Year, and Sean Payton gets all the credit, and Bo Nix will be forever known as a system guy because he is playing under Sean Payton's overlord of PR team.
That is, I'm going to say an overreaction just because I'm still not buying the Bo Nix hype. Bo Nix was the quarterback of all the guys that were at the top. He was the one I was the lowest on, even lower than Daniels. And it's just not, I'm not moved by the preseason. I think you can see like issues with the inaccuracy, the way he locks on first reads. And now look, some of that is you're extrapolating a little bit. You're having to project a little bit because he's not asked to do the same sort of things at Oregon that he would be asked to do in the NFL. But I just did not see it with Nix.
You're buying.
I like Bo. I like the. How about this? I don't necessarily like Bobo, but he played 60 games in college. Like that's that's a lot. There's not really anything that is going to fool him. So from his career arc may not be the highest like ceiling, but I think from a ready to play today, him and Penix are probably more ready than anybody else. From the they've seen it all.
Let me ask a trivia question. We know that
30.
We know NFL MVP goes to quarterbacks. How often is the Rookie of the Year a non-quarterback award? How often does the quarterback actually win Rookie of the Year? My brain is telling me it does not.
I think it's been rare where we've had rookie quarterbacks pop off.
All right, here we go.
Would be the point of everything
you've got
Stroud, I just said.
Stroud. Obviously, RG3, like guys like that.
So these are your last 10 winners.
All right.
Stroud, Garrett Wilson, Jamar Chase, Herbert, Kyler, Saquon, Kamara, Dak.
Okay. So that's 4 and 10. So they can win it. 4 out of 10 people.
Odell.
I'm going to say it's not a crazy overreaction, but I will say this. The rookie quarterback hype this preseason was as strong as I can ever remember. Like,
there's a lot of them.
Jaden Daniels is the truth. Of course, you got Caleb Williams. The Bo Nix hype that was through the roof. I mean, there were strong opinions being formed off of some preseason games off of these rookies.
Well, he had 4 or 5. He had Matt Ryan, Percy, Sam Bradford, Cam, and RG3. 4 out of 5 years. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson remembers how to play football.
Man, this is such a good question. I don't know where to go with it. What happened from Houston?
I don't know that we ever got firm answers on what exactly happened from Houston with Deshaun Watson, but
it was firm.
It was firm, all right. Yep.
That's when you play the Jerry Lube drop, Peyton. Skip Bayless. Sigh. Bobby?
Until I see otherwise, like, I'm assuming it's an overreaction because he's not. He looks like a broken football player to
me. Like, yesterday, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland tried to keep saying that he was injured. He was hurt. They have weapons. What's your take on what happened with him?
Look, I mean, was he even any good before he got hurt? And I know they're saying, well, he was hurt all year. I mean, was he? You know, was he
overhyped in Houston?
So I always thought he was overhyped in Houston, but I also didn't ever question that he was a top 10 quarterback. It's just when people were trying to say, oh, he's like top three or five or whatever else. That's when I was a little bit, okay, turn it down a little bit. But I mean, he's just been,
this might be one of the oddest fall offs in sports. I'm trying to think of someone else who just plummeted.
Yeah.
He's 28.
Yeah, he's young.
He's not 33, 34. He's 28.
I know he went like 700 days without playing or whatever. Like, we should be past that.
I'm going to say the bounce back does not happen to him ever being a true franchise guy. I'm with Bobby. I have to see it first.
Yeah, I think he could get back close to the top 10 again. Like, he could get back. You know, and I agree with Bobby. He was never like number three. He can get back to the top 10, but being an elite, you know, difference maker, I don't think so.
His QBR the last 2 years in Cleveland has been 40.4 and 42.9.
Ugh. Yikes. All right, there we go.
RJ Choppy with his bold NFL predictions here. On your home of the Cowboys, we have a ludicrous ticket giveaway, the Neighborhood Watch, warning Grand Prairie. But we also have hot seats and optimism. Bobby, take it away.
Yeah, let's go to optimism. The Athletic has their new Hopometer. Their Hopometer. So the Athletic went out and surveyed different subscribers who are fans of various teams across the NFL, just trying to gauge, like, hey, where's your optimism right now with your football team?
This would have been good for NBC5.
Yeah.
If Peyton didn't kick him out of here, out of the studio,
right,
as RJ Choppy and or Bobby Belt will be on television today or tomorrow.
So this is they surveyed hundreds of their fans, their subscribers who are fans of various teams, and they just wanted to gauge, all right, how do you feel about where things are at, like with your franchise, whether it's right now or into the future, like where's your optimism level with like the direction of your team? It's like the survey that they do with Gallup, like where's the general direction of the country? How you feeling about it?
Oh, good. I love a good Gallup poll.
Same sort of thing here. This was 12,000 fans who responded to this, and so break that up over, you know, 32 teams, whatever, like 400 fans each. But it looked at where are things at right now in terms of your optimism. Number one on this list is the Detroit Lions.
Ooh.
They're the very top. 98.8% of fans said that they were optimistic about where the Lions are at. No surprise, 98.7, the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the first one where I'm like, okay, this is a little bit surprising. Chicago is number three. They must be really buying in on Caleb Williams.
Chicago and Detroit fans represent.
Oh, from a gambling standpoint, like, it is wild how intense the gambling is on, and the bets are on Chicago and Detroit. Every year it's like that.
NFC North representing in a big way because number four is Green Bay. They are 97.1%. A lot of teams are there. There's
very
optimism.
Nice people up there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Eagles, not down. That's usually a pretty pessimistic fan base, I feel like. The Eagles are down a little bit to number nine, and they're 90.6%. So all this looks really positive. In fact, the top 23 teams in optimism all have at least 60% optimism about their team. And 23rd on that list is Buffalo at 60.7%. So it's like, okay, where do the Cowboys fall after a rough offseason? 24? Nope, that's Minnesota at 41%. Pittsburgh.
Minnesota Viking fans have more optimism than we do.
And they've lost their quarterback. Pittsburgh, next on this list at 25, also 41%. All right, is it going to be 26? No, that would be the Vegas Raiders and all their dysfunction. Wow. They are 39%.
Yes.
Next on this list, Carolina, who is like universally last in every power rankings right now. They're next. Okay, all right, what about number 28? Nope, that would be the Cowboys' week one opponent, the Cleveland Browns, at 35% optimism. That's very down.
That's
for
very
a team
down.
That,
they're a playoff team.
Yeah, but they lost their quarterback. Now they got to turn back to Deshaun Watson. next on this list, is it Dallas? No, it's New England. 24.7% optimism.
With Drake May sitting?
And then finally you get to the Dallas Cowboys, 19.9% of fans optimistic, ahead of only the Giants at 17.2%. And the New Orleans Saints at 16%. So this is a pretty startling number when you consider that they're just one of nine teams that was even below the 60% threshold, and they're down at 20%. This is as negative as this fan base has felt.
And Jerry Jones told Stephen A. Smith he really can't understand it.
Well, I feel a lot better than some of the critiques that maybe I'm getting more than they are, but I'm sensitive to them. Okay. But I'm frankly a little surprised.
Mm.
I'm surprised that it isn't more apparent to fans that we put an outstanding team together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the team is in better shape to roll than it was last year.
Really?
And I do.
I do.
So there's Jerry sounding like kind of genuinely surprised and a little bit hurt over the way all of us have treated them this offseason.
Why would anybody question what kind of team I put out there, okay? Obviously, the team is always very good. It's always the coach or the quarterback's fault. That's how I have designed this system here.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the text and to win these tickets.
Tolos, that's right. Call on number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Ludacris at the Windstar World Casino and Resort on Friday, October 11th. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's catch you up with what's happening in your hood. It's every Thursday during the commercial-free expressway. Congratulations to the Tola who wins those tickets. We'll have one more giveaway tomorrow, an hour after Mike McCarthy joins us at 6:30 on Sean and RJ. It's time for The Watch.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
What the hell is going on in Grand Prairie? They are a mess right now out there in Grand Prairie. And we love our Grand Prairie peeps. And this is nothing of the residents' fault. They have two stories right now that are kind of dominating the local headlines. Let's start with the Facebook community group post of the week, which is something I saw yesterday in Grand Prairie, Texas Alternative Talk, which is like the edgier version of the Grand Prairie Facebook group. It's for the people who aren't going to be told what to do and what to say. An anonymous member in there yesterday posted, "What's the scoop on the new Grand Prairie ISD superintendent on paid admin leave effective immediately at tonight's special school board meeting?" It's like, what? I hadn't heard about that. And so I jumped in, and a bunch of people are, usually you can find somebody with a rumor or something in these comments who says, well, like, you know, my cousin is on the board and they say that it's this. Nope. There's no indication of why newly hired superintendent Jorge Arredondo was put on administrative leave yesterday by a 5-2 vote by the district while they investigate something and have lawyers go through something. There is zero clarity to this point that I've seen. Maybe there was an update this morning. I've Googled around. I've not seen one yet. But he has been, this is somebody who was pushed out of his last job for a controversy. This was not related to anything like inappropriate stuff. I think it was like mismanaging funds or something like that. But a couple months into this, a lot of people who are really high on him, like a lot of the responses I saw in the Grand Prairie community groups were like, I've liked this guy. I've liked what he had to say and some of the stuff that he was doing. Well, now he is, for some mysterious reason that they will not disclose while it's under investigation, they are putting him on administrative leave. And doesn't this, don't you feel like, okay, I understand you're innocent until proven guilty. We talked about the Rockwall story a couple weeks ago where that teacher had, you know, that kind of got all blown up into the public and people were like, you know, there wasn't anything legally to the case, so we don't know how much we can even talk about. But shouldn't you disclose what you're at least investigating in some general way if you're talking about the superintendent?
Well, what if they're investigating something that's very sensitive, very like awful
or incorrect,
or
it out there, the stain is there.
Let's say they're investigating him for some crazy thing involving a child. Whether or not he's completely exonerated from that or not, it's out there and there's no recovering from that.
Yeah,
man. I feel like part of the issue people had with the Rockwall thing was like the school or the district or whoever didn't get out in front of it. Like they didn't tell parents what was going on.
Here's the thing. We don't have a right to know everything.
No, but I think you do have a right to know like who's in charge of your children.
Yeah, but he's on administrative leave. So he's currently not in charge of the children. Let them investigate, because what happens if there's nothing to this and they've, like I said, they've already put it out there that, oh, he did this with this person or whatever. Like, you know, we don't have a right to know everything.
See, you're talking about a very public job. Yeah, and but, one that is like you're not afforded the same sort of like you need. There is disclosures is it, that have to be
made. Is it different and more necessary to know if it's someone in more direct contact with your kid, like the teacher, maybe the principal, the superintendent? Farther away.
What if it is mismanaging funds or something else and you're just like, I don't like that this is it. I mean, that affects your community and everything that's going on. You may still want to know that.
But yeah, again, still, like, once the allegation is put out there, it's very, very difficult to overcome it, even if you're exonerated. There's going to be these idiots on these Facebook posts that are still going to, shoot, dude, we have photos of the damn earth and people still think it's flat. So, I mean, what do you want to do?
I want them to disclose what they're looking at because it feels like they're trying to keep something concealed is what it feels like. The other issue for Grand Prairie, they cannot drink water in their city right now. They can't shower, nothing. The Grand Prairie water supply has been contaminated by fire foam. This is from Fox 4 News. And there is no timeline for when it will be safe to drink.
What is fire foam? Like out of the extinguisher? What is fire foam?
I don't know.
We've got a lot of connections to the Grand Prairie Fire Department. Maybe we could ask them. Like, just like, hey, give us some specifics here. Basically, the city of Grand Prairie says it detected a firefighting foam in its water supply on Tuesday night. The city is urging people who live north of I-20 to not use the water at all other than for flushing. Grand Prairie ISD actually canceled school for today. Nothing to do with the superintendent, I'm sure. And more about the water. They've set up water distribution at Lone Star Park because they're having to give out bottled water. And like they've got different areas that are hosting. Hey, come over to this YMCA, get a shower in. Because right now, Grand Prairie is saying, can't do anything about it. And they say that there's no timeline for it yet. The mayor says roughly 60,000 people in Grand Prairie are affected. And credit to the folks of Grand Prairie. When I was looking at their Facebook posts yesterday and looking at their reaction to this, they've got a good sense of humor about it. There's a bunch of people talking about Grand Prairie, now the mustiest city in DFW.
The mustiest.
Yeah, because they're not able to shower. They're taking the RJ Choppy method. Not willingly. They're kind of having their arm twisted into it. But Mayor Ron Jensen says around 1 p.m. on Tuesday, fire crews were battling a fire at a warehouse on South Avenue and used a foaming agent to put it out. He said, we're fairly certain that we had a backflow incident while treating the fire and suppressing the fire with foam. Do not drink, shower, bathe, anything with it. So wow. This is a, obviously not safe, but the natural comparison and the one that we've seen a lot on the fan text already, like it's Grand Prairie is in kind of a Flint moment right now in terms of they have no access to clean water in Grand Prairie. So awesome. That's terrifying. 214 says we have a foam tank.
Like, I feel like going out of Sunnyvale, even though I'm paying, you know, $600 water bills, I feel comfortable drinking out of the faucet.
Yeah.
I feel like I've moved up in terms of my faucet consumption compared to where I was in East Dallas.
Yeah, there was also some Grand Prairie residents on Facebook yesterday. I saw it posting like fake surge pricing. Like, hey, I got bottles of water for $8. If you want to come by and get them, I'll hose you down in my in my Louisville neighborhood for $10. If you want to scrub, it'll be $30. Like that kind of thing. So pretty good there. This is the Neighborhood Watch on 105.3 The Fan. All right. So do you need a job? Anybody in need of a job here? Peyton, you in need of a job?
Sure.
After Carter's going to fire you for not moving the NBC5 cameraman. Well, the North Texas Job Fair is going on this morning. They are looking for nearly 4,000 positions. Average pay for these jobs is $21 per hour. Some employers are offering up to $50 per hour. There are going to be nearly 80 employers that will participate in the 7th annual Year Hire Job Fest hosted by Dallas County Judge Clay Lewis Jenkins. Chop, I know you're a big fan of that gentleman. And Workforce Solutions of Greater Dallas. The job fair will be today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so if you're looking to attend a job fair, you got about an hour and a half before that starts. It's going to be at Gillies Dallas, 1135 Botham Jean Boulevard. Free parking will be available. Again, not something you can get in Fort Worth, Choppy.
How's your boy doing with his first job?
He says he's been showing up to work on time. I guess I don't know for sure.
I think you would.
That he's continued.
Wouldn't you have heard about it or no?
No, because he's on the different text now. So because he got a new phone when he left.
Oh, man.
And so the old phone, which was just kind of our family phone, was still the one that was getting texts of like, hey, where you at? Why aren't you at work? Stuff like that. They've now like updated the group text. And he's over there. But
Kristen, has she settled down emotionally, losing her firstborn out of the house?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's still Like, he comes over, like, on the weekends, or he'll stop by and see her.
At least he comes over.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, he probably needs to eat like you did your
or money.
No, yeah. Honestly, and that's the thing that she... Kristen, talking to different parents and stuff, they've been floored by. They're like, oh, you're not having to, like... He's not just coming over and raiding your fridge or whatever. Like, that's what a lot of kids that age do.
But I still do that.
He's been pretty self-sufficient at this point, so...
He's still employed.
Exactly.
Still got that money.
He's holding it down. Now, he did run into the other day...
A pole?
No. He had gotten his, very quickly, his debit card had become compromised. And he called, Kristen called because she got the alert came through because it was connected to her email initially. So she called, she's like, hey, you've got an alert here asking if you spent this money on these gift cards and stuff. And he's like, no. And she's like, okay, well, you need to call them and cancel your debit card and get a new one. So he calls them and they're like, all right, it'll be 2 weeks or whatever it is to send your new debit card. And so he goes, this is like on the 26th. He's like, well, I gotta pay rent on the 1st. And so I'm just going to like leave. I'm going to approve the charges and say that it was me because I got to be able to pay rent.
Oh,
and
my God.
We're like, dude, get a money order or
do
something.
Do kids know what checks are? No,
I don't think they do.
How many checks have you written in your life?
Oh, I used to pay rent in college with check all the time. I still pay rent with the check.
I think I've written six checks in my life.
Really? Oh,
wow. Yeah. When I would do rent before they had the port, I would do money order. And so, like, he could do money order. I don't know that he has checks, but
I brought out my checkbook at Platinum Chevy, and I felt so old.
It's an old feeling.
I'm like,
it's
I bring out the old checkbook. I don't balance it or anything.
I threw the credit card down.
Did you put on your readers to look at it too? Like, do you guys take checks? But no, he was willing to let him like approve charges that were not his. Like, I guess I'll take this penalty of all this, and then say, yeah, in the next 5 days, whoever's got access to this can spend away because I got to pay rent, and there's no other way to get my money unless I have that card.
There's nothing. You are not an adult until you've been had identity theft.
What forms of payment do your kids have on them?
My oldest one has a debit card.
Okay.
And my younger one, they have a child debit card. It's like I don't know what it's called, but it's like an app they can use, and it's not Apple Pay or anything like that. But it comes with a card too.
Yeah, you can like they've got these different ones where you can like basically funnel money into it. And it's like, hey, this is your checking account that I control and I feed money into, and that they have access to. So that's what you have set up.
I have that set up for my younger. My older one's got his own checking account, his own debit card. Now I have like access to it. I can obviously transfer money in there without having to use like a Zelle or a Venmo.
Neighborhood Watch taking you around the Metroplex every Thursday here on Sean and RJ.
All right, if you're looking for a wild, crazy, awesome house party, apparently West Dallas is the spot. This is from Fox 4 News. A massive party at West Dallas home raises concerns about short-term rentals. So Dallas police broke up a massive party at a short-term rental on Ivanhoe Lane on Saturday. No arrests were made, according to Dallas police. A Dallas ordinance banning short-term rentals in single-family neighborhoods is currently on hold while it is challenged in courts. But there were neighbors filming. It looks like a clown car coming out of this house. The amount of people pouring out. It's just like there's no way.
What I wish happened in my house. You didn't have a good party if you don't have a noise complaint.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a neighbor bringing it up to the HOA.
You don't have any neighbors.
Your party wasn't good enough.
It legit,
you don't have any neighbors yet. That's why there's no noise complaint.
Right.
It legitimately did look like a nightclub. Like, you know how whenever you've been in a nightclub and it's like it's shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't hardly move. It looked like the number of people that are coming out there, the whole house must have been like that. But this has become a thing where people rent a house or, you know, and then they will throw these giant ass parties. And there's all these liabilities that, yeah, Club Mavs, open it up, Peyton. There's all these different liabilities involved there. And it reminded me, looking at it, of the one time that my paranoia really, really took over and my straight-laced, you know, just straight-as-an-arrow upbringing was really challenged. And it was when I was 21. And I was down in Houston, and I was hanging out with my cousin and all his friends and stuff like that. And they're like, hey, we should do a hotel party tonight. I was like, okay, cool. And so they all like pitched in cash. And I was like, I was the only one, of course, who had enough money on my card to be able to rent two rooms, which is what we did. We rented two rooms and they were at the back end right by the pool. And they were right across from each other. It's like, oh, this is perfect. We kind of had a party room. Then there was another room that was kind of like a sleep room or a not sleep room, if you know what I'm saying.
The dungeon.
That was over on the other side there.
Swings.
But as we're about to leave, he's like explaining to his mom what we're going to go do. And she's like, hey, we're going to go do this hotel party, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, who's putting it on their card? And he's like, well, Bobby is. And like, this is already done. We're about to leave. And she successfully, not on purpose, I don't think, but she's just like, do you want that liability?
Yeah.
I was like, what liability? I was like, I wasn't thinking about it like that. But she's like, well, I mean, just you're going to, like, if something goes wrong, like, you're the one that's on the room. Yeah. And so I was like, crap, I hadn't really thought of that. And so we get there, and it's about double the people that I was told were going to be there. They are all taking illegal substances. They are
no.
Marijuana. They walked in there with a screwdriver. It's like one of these.
With a what?
They walked in there with a screwdriver. Like it was the embassy suite. So you know how they have that table there. They're like, we want to play beer pong. They unscrewed the table, pulled it off the wall, and we're playing beer pong with it. And we're so loud. And there was such a skunky smell emanating the entire hotel that I, in a panic of just, I'm going to be held responsible for this, couldn't even stay back there. I literally just sat in the lobby and just kind of walked back and forth and was chatting up the desk clerk.
Imagine him freaking out.
This guy? Panicking. Yeah, absolutely.
I did not sleep the entire night. I was like, I have to stay up in case anything happens.
So what was the damage?
They did break a table. But other than that, there was one complaint.
Break a table?
Somebody called. What wasn't the table technically? It was when they were unscrewing it. They like pulled the wall out of the wall.
Oh my God.
But we ended up, I was sitting up there chatting with the desk clerk. He was very nice and everything. And so it worked out because when he did get a noise complaint, he was like, hey, is your room this one back? Some people are just saying it's kind of loud. Do you have some people back there? I was like, yeah, I got like two people. But I'll go tell them to be quiet.
Two people, yes.
And so I had to go back there and tell a group of drunk, college-aged Houston partiers that, hey, can y'all keep it down? There's some people calling up front, and was promptly told, shut up. Get out of here.
Neighborhood Watch taking place every single Thursday here on DFW Sports Station, home of the Ludacris Ticket Giveaway. Final one tomorrow. We're going to have Babe Loffenberg at 8:40. Voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way at 9 to preview Texas and Michigan. And Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But we have our brand new theme of the Cowboys season. Why? Mike McCarthy's magic number is 5. And get ready to fall in love with the term rooted. Plus, Ian Rappaport versus Meat Church Matt Pittman over the Dak deal inside the Star is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.